Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
This is a question I posed to Gino before we welcome in Jim Riley of Ball Cap Sports, who's in one of our fantasy football leagues together. Gino, do you think the Dodgers lose a postseason game? What happens first? The Dodgers lose a postseason game, or I get a win in our fantasy football league?
I don't think the Dodgers lose tonight. It would mean you would have two cracks at this, really. But I'm still going with the Dodgers. I'm sorry.
Jim, I don't know. I feel like the Dodgers may not lose another game this postseason. What say you?
I don't think they're going to lose another game in this NLCS. I think that's for sure. Those Brewer bats are completely outmatched here against this Dodger pitching. We need the Dodgers to go up against a team that doesn't strike out a lot. And there is one still playing, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's kind of the thing, right? Like, work counts, do what you do. Maybe you run up against Yamamoto, who's just pitching the game of his life. But ultimately, Jim, if there is, I think Achilles heel is a strong word, but if there's a little weakness here on the Dodgers, would you say it's their bullpen?
I mean, it has been, but last night it wasn't. Last night, you finally got into the Dodgers bullpen before the game was basically over. Blake Snell pitched eight. Yamamoto pitched the whole way. Glasnow only got 5 2/3. So you got him out of that game with two outs in the fifth inning. That was the game plan too. I mean, they were clearly trying to get the pitch count up and they got him out. But then, I don't know, I surmised that Dodgers bullpen realized what was going on, and maybe that amped them up, and they said, oh, they want a piece of us? Let's go get them, because that was the best that Dodgers bullpen has looked all postseason and, I mean, and beyond that for a while. It's the best that Dodgers bullpen's looked.
Yeah, I mean, we were joking, like, at the beginning of the year, I said with my tongue in cheek, I don't think the Dodgers are going to lose more than five games all season long. And, you know, they did enough to win their division and get into the postseason, but it wasn't the kind of season that I thought we were going to see out of them, where they were dominant or they're, you know, winning over 100 games. What's been different here this postseason about this Dodgers squad?
You know, it's a team that's clearly built for October and built to win the World Series, and they won it last year. The regular season is just when you're that good and you know you're that good and you're just going through the motions throughout the regular season. So I think there's a little bit of that comes into play, because 162 is a brutally long regular season. Nobody else comes close to playing anywhere just from a month standpoint of regular season. It's phenomenal. So you have a team just going through the regular season, going through the motions. And then on top of that, there were a lot of injuries. We didn't have Blake Snell for much of the season. Tyler Glass now was out for much of the season. Ohtani didn't start pitching until halfway through, and even then, they, because he had to hit, they couldn't send him on a rehab stint, so he had to pitch one inning for a couple games, and then he slowly worked himself up. So the version of the Dodgers you're seeing right now is not what you saw throughout the regular season. The starting pitching is healthy and locked in, I might add, and the rest of this group is just now – we talk about flipping a switch sometimes. Rest. You'd rather be locked in, you'd rather be playing every day than getting a week off or something or anything like that. This team is able to flip a switch, and they've done that, and now they look like that juggernaut that we envisioned them to be at the beginning of the season. That's what they are, and they're doing this with the pitching. I mean, the bats haven't been crazy in this series. Been 2-1, 5-1, and 3-1. In these three games, the Dodgers have not scored more than 5 runs in any of the games. If you're the Brewers, that's what you wanted. That you would have said, "I'll take that."
Right.
And but it hasn't mattered because the Dodgers' starting pitching has been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's funny. Like if we had to say what turned this around for the Jays, well, clearly it's the bats. But if you can talk for a second, because to me it feels like, oh, the Jays are going to do this. When you got that much out of the old guy, Max Scherzer, last night.
Mm-hmm. Max Scherzer's night last night gives every red-blooded American male over 40 hope. That was just a pick-me-up game. That was a game for the old dogs last night with what he did. Really. Scherzer had not pitched. I'm sure. I mean, there's so many numbers flying around from this performance. He hadn't pitched in a real game in 22 days.
Wow.
And then he goes out last night over the age of 40. So you're worried about, I mean, he's got the nickname Dead Arm Max. I mean, this is something that has happened in postseasons past where he runs out of gas. Maybe this long break was great for him because he looked fresh as a daisy. To steal that cliche. So he looked remarkable. First pitch strikes to 16 out of the 22 hitters he faced, which means you're in control of the at-bats. You fire in that first strike, you are able to work. If you fall behind, then all of a sudden the hitter gains the advantage. He had the advantage throughout the night last night and came up with big pitch after big pitch, highlighted by that fifth inning when Schneider came out to try to get him, and they had that interaction, we'll call it, on the bump with Max yelling at Schneider, and he runs back into the dugout and Max strikes out the next guy. I mean, think about what was on the line there is Max Scherzer just yelled at his manager to go back into the dugout.
I love that.
And it was amazing. And Randy Arozarena is up. And he strikes Randy Arozarena out. I mean, that was Mad Max. That was vintage Mad Max last night. He could have walked him. He could have given up a hit and then had to come out and walked off all sheepish-like. But no, he strikes him out. And then Schneider lets him go out there to start the sixth inning. And he gets two guys out in the sixth inning. So just Mad Max last night, really with a huge pick-me-up moment because Jays fans – really, truly, we're hoping for 2 or 3 innings from Max Scherzer, and they got something far more extraordinary.
How does the rest of this series play out, Jim? I mean, you've got the pivotal Game 5 tonight. We can't just say Game 5. It's always a pivotal Game 5. And you know, do you see this leaning one way or the other, knowing that you know about these Jays more than most people that cover the game?
Yeah, you've got a fascinating situation. You've got the rematch from Game 1. Going tonight, where Bryce Miller, who on 3 days rest in Game 1, so he at that point you're running on adrenaline to go as deep as he did against the Toronto Blue Jays and shut them down like he did. That had to be pure adrenaline. So he's getting the ball for the Mariners. Gausman gets the ball for the Jays, and really Kevin Gausman had a good outing in Game 1. He made one mistake where his splitter did not dip low enough in the zone, and Cal Raleigh hits a home run, and you have a close game where just a mislocated pitch like that can end up costing you, and it costs, you know, Scherzer his outing and ultimately wound up costing the Jays. So he pitched well. Both of these two in their first game pitched well against each other. So I'm expecting I'm expecting that again. What's different right now, though, and it swings in the favor of the Blue Jays, is that David Popkins, who's their hitting coach, which, by the way, isn't that an amazing name for a hitting coach? My name is David Popkins. It's almost like that's a nickname. Like, his real name should be David Hopkins or something, but he's the hitting coach, so they call him Popkins.
Yeah.
But Popkins has instilled in them this mentality where when they practice, they practice. When they take BP, they take it with situations in mind, with strategies in mind. And on top of that, he's got them swinging more aggressively. The bat speed for this team is up, and the strikeouts are down. It's an incredible approach that he has instilled on the collective. That's why this team limits the strikeouts, puts the ball in play. I mean, we saw it last night. There was a Nathan Lucas at bat late in the game as the Jays are still trying to add runs. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. It's exactly what Brad Miller wants. Nathan Lucas doesn't strike out in that at bat. He puts the ball in play, advances a runner to third. That runner then comes in on a wild pitch. The productive outs that this Toronto Blue Jays team is able to generate helps them get steal runs and win games. Popkins, after game two, told this team to be more aggressive in the strike zone. And it has completely turned this team around. 21 runs for the Toronto Blue Jays in the last two games. It's 21-6 collectively over games 3 and 4 in favor of the Blue Jays. And that is with Seattle throwing George Kirby and Luis Castillo to start the games. It is a completely revitalized group of hitters right now, and that's going to be fascinating to see this revitalized group go up against Bryce Miller, who shut them down last time. Now, Bryce Miller did not strike out a lot of Blue Jays last time. There was a lot of contact generated, but it was soft contact, and when they did hit it hard, they hit it right to somebody. So if Bryce Miller's still giving up contact like he was in game one, that might not be he may not get the same results he got in game one, because these Jays bats are on fire right now.
Jim, I'm going to ask you a question, which I think you could debate either way, and I'm not giving Milwaukee any chance, right? What is the better World Series matchup for the sport? It's the Dodgers versus Toronto, or is it the Dodgers versus Seattle? I mean, if it's the Dodgers versus Toronto, hey, you get this whole nation and everybody, and it's a revival of the 90s. And yeah, you go to Vancouver, you go to Montreal, everyone's a Jays fan. That's good when you get a whole country. But it doesn't help if we're measuring metrics here stateside. I think a lot of people might be lost on that. So I'll ask you the question again. What do you think is better for the sport?
You know, if you had it Dodgers and Mariners, there is a well-known history of the Seattle Mariners falling short in the playoffs, having these big, exciting moments. Griffey back in 96 against the Yankees, he comes in to score, but then the Yankees are eliminated in the next, or the Mariners are eliminated in the next round. We've seen the Mariners put epic seasons together, only to fall short in the postseason. This Mariners team has fallen short so many times that I think there would be a respect and an understanding and an excitement for the Mariners to finally get to the World Series after so many shortcomings to face the Dodgers. I think whether it is the Mariners or the Blue Jays, with the Blue Jays being a Canadian team, I don't know. I can see there being some people that are like, nah, I'm not really interested in that. Dodgers are just going to win, whatever. But the Blue Jays have a lot of fun and exciting players on this team. The Blue Jays grabbed a lot of bandwagon fans when they went up against the New York Yankees, because they rooting for the Jays to take down the evil empire. So you had a lot of Jays fans for a week rooting for them to beat the Yankees. I think you'll get the same thing, and it'll be the Jays or the Mariners, whichever one goes up against the Dodgers. I think these two teams are likable enough to where you'll get the Dodgers fans, and then you'll get the rest of Major League Baseball, the 29 other fan bases will hop on with the Jays or the Mariners to see if they can beat this super team. That's the beauty. Sorry, Brewers fans, but as long as the Dodgers are in it, whether they're going up against the Blue Jays or the Mariners, that's going to be a rallying point for the other fan bases to see if Toronto, who's young and likable, and the Mariners, who's another likable team that has gone through disappointment in the past, see if they can get over on the Dodgers. Great storylines either way.
You mentioned fans jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, when the Yankees were eliminated, I think a lot of people, at least here in Rochester, said, well, we got to root for the Jays. Our guy is on that team. Yeah. Talk about the postseason that Ernie Clement has had so far.
So, then there's, and he's not the only one, right? I mean, Davis Schneider it came through Buffalo. You've got the Rochester connection with Ernie Clement. You've got the there's just the Western New York connection as it is, because so many of these players went through Buffalo. So it is kind of like an adopted team right now. Ernie's been incredible to have the round against the Yankees that he had. It was 8 or 9 hits. He was like 9 for 14, didn't strike out. And in this series, they still have him towards the bottom of the lineup, but he's continued that same approach, putting the ball in play, collecting hits, getting on base, starting a rally so that the top of the lineup, when you get to Springer and Vladdy, there's guys on base, there is already stress on the pitcher. It is a huge pick-me-up what Ernie Clement has meant to this Toronto team, and it's fantastic because he's not supposed to be doing this. He doesn't look like a superstar monster. He doesn't look like Austin Riley does. He looks kind of like you and me do. Just looks like a stringy baseball player. And he has been just fantastic. His hitting right now, his ability to see the ball, to put the bat on the ball is unmatched right now. And it's a huge boost when you're getting contributions and when you're getting production from guys like Ernie Clement and Andrés Giménez, who has hit a couple of home runs the last couple of games, on top of the production you get from Springer and Vladdy and Kirk. It levels the team up to a different degree, and Ernie is a big reason for that.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jim Riley, our guest here, we're talking some baseball here. I want to ask you a few questions not related to the World Series. Let's talk about the Yankees here. So we had the injury news. Okay, Rodon goes under the knife. Pitcher's break. Yep. He'll be back. The one that's interesting to me is Volpe because, well, it's a convenient excuse for the Yankees to go get somebody else. Who's playing shortstop next April for the Yankees? And is his name Bo Bichette?
It's most likely Jose Caballero. And
so why didn't they play him more?
Volpe's the guy who has the higher ceiling. There's still room for him to grow. Jose Caballero, we probably know exactly what he is. I think Volpe is looked at as a guy that if you keep working with, if you keep developing, he can become a superstar. He's shown flashes of it in the past, but the problem is he's also shown flashes of pretty poor play. I mean, he is from a WRC plus, a negative player in that department, and he's been trending down for the last couple of years. I know he had the surgery on the non-throwing shoulder, but this is a bat that had been trending down for a couple of years now. And defensively, I know he was the Gold Glove his rookie year, but he has not been that same defensive player for the last couple of years. So he drives he drives Yankee fans nuts. He struck out like almost every at bat against the Toronto Blue Jays. Volpe was striking out. So it drives you crazy. His injury, I started to pinpoint him as a potential trade candidate until the surgery. Now that the surgery has happened, I don't think anybody trades for him. As it is, his value was low, but there's such a thin shortstop market that the Yankees could have capitalized on that. The years of control, the upside that you can still sell to other teams. You could have probably swung something and just gone with Jose Caballero, who, quite frankly, is a better bat than Anthony Volpe, even though he doesn't hit home runs. And he's better defensively than Anthony Volpe. So Caballero's a good player, a very good option for the New York Yankees. And there's a lot of other teams that are going to be in the market for shortstop. I think Bo ultimately ends up back with the Toronto Blue Jays, but I think it's going to be a fascinating market for him because very thin shortstop market, and Bo could also potentially move positions. You can maybe move Bo to second, or maybe your shortstop could move to second and make room for Bo. Bo's going to have a very healthy market. I think the Yankees end up, maybe we hear some rumors, but I think they end up on the outside looking in on the Bo market because they've got Volpe, who will be back at some point early in the season, and Caballero, who they can start the season with.
Jim Rowley, Ball Cap Sports, is joining us here in the Sports Bar. And Jim, earlier in the show, we were recapping last night's Steelers-Bengals game, and most Steeler fans that I speak to or that I spoke to yesterday predicted exactly what would happen, that they would lose that game because they know their team better than anybody knows their team. And most Steeler fans I know are also very, very tired of Mike Tomlin through 19 years. You kind of know what you're going to get. Bringing it back to baseball. You know, I always hear people say that the Yankees are the Dallas Cowboys. I almost think the Yankees are the Pittsburgh Steelers of Major League Baseball. You've got a manager that the fans can't wait to move off of and a team that, for the most part, wins. They just don't win it all with Aaron Boone. Are you surprised that he's back or that he's coming back? And you know, is there – what would it take? I mean, at what point do the Yankees say, yeah, this is good, but it's not good enough and we want better?
You know, every time I get asked about Boone, I always lean and err on the side of him being back. And when you step back and you think about that, it's really a realization of the complacency that this ownership and front office has developed on not winning the World Series, which is kind of remarkable because I do believe we are at a point now. Last year they made it to the World Series, so that probably bought Boone the ability to fail this postseason because they were just there last year. But, you know, you think about the way they were eliminated the previous couple of years and then the way it goes down this year, completely outmatched by the Toronto Blue Jays, a division rival. And this year there are some good managerial candidates to step in there. I think Albert Pujols, whoever gets him, is getting a terrific hire. I mean, Yadier Molina would be a terrific hire for a team to be manager. There's some good options out there. Now would be the time to do it, but not doing it disrupts things. And anytime a general manager fires a manager, it's kind of a direct reflection of the decision-making of the general manager. You can only get so many managers. So I get back to this. I think it is a reflection of the complacency that this organization has in not winning the World Series, which is kind of remarkable that they accept this lack of championship success under Boone. I'm surprised that we've gotten to this point. I'm not surprised that he's still there. But I am surprised that the Yankees ownership is just fine with not winning the World Series.
Jim, last one for me. And there are 8 managerial openings, probably none better than the Padres, right? I still view the Padres as, okay, that's the team that could really challenge the Dodgers. They just haven't gotten over yet. I'm curious what they'll do. But this story about Mike Shildt, I'm curious to get your thoughts here. So on the surface, hey, he's retiring. He's 57. Good for him. But what he puts in the, you know, and he doesn't do this to the team. He says this to the paper that the grind of the baseball season has taken a severe toll on me mentally, physically, and emotionally. Oh, and then you have this other report talking about bettors, you know, saying things to him online and making pressure. Is that all a cover for this other part of the story that you come to find out that this guy, there's almost a mutiny in St. Louis, and apparently the culture with the Padres was really bad too. Like, what do you make of Schilt walking away here?
I was not a big Mike Schilt guy to begin with. When he was a Cardinals manager, there were things that he would do and things he would blow up into a big deal, or he would try to focus on, that just kind of made me question question his decision making as a manager. And when he got the Padres job, I was kind of surprised. But he had some success with the San Diego Padres. I mean, they have a ton of talent. You need to have success. And I, at the end of the day, I kind of feel like he's an old school manager, and this is a very young, diverse team. And the fit may just not be there. I mean, this San Diego situation is another Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, somebody along those lines. I mean, even Charlie Montoyo, if you want to dig him up, there's, you know, Miguel Cairo. I feel like you need to find a manager that is a little bit more relatable with the players on this team for moving forward. I think Mike Schilt probably just was a, I don't know, again, I question him as a decision maker, as a coach, and from a culture perspective, I can see that clashing in San Diego.
Jim, tell everybody about Ball Cap Sports, where we can get more of your baseball content.
Yeah, we are live streaming nightly right now after the games are done. Live streams follow up, instant reaction to the games that just played out on the field. When we have the Blue Jays go late, we usually just get the one live stream. The Blue Jays go early like they do today. I end up getting two live streams after the Jays game. But heavy on postseason reaction and breakdown right now, right around the corner from all of the off-season transactional trades, free agency move, all of the rumors and news that go into that. It's going to be a really fun couple of months and hopefully a fun couple of days here as well for my interest anyway, for the Blue Jays.
I mean, for you and every other Blue Jay fan, I hope you wrap this up and you don't need Monday night, but oh my gosh, if you get a Game 7 Monday night in Toronto and you have Lions, ooh, Buccaneers, and you have the late, I mean, Monday's going to be fantastic. So good luck to your Jays. Yep. And if you're, especially if your Jays make it, Jim, let's get you back on here.
Yes, definitely. Happy to.
Appreciate it, Jim. Enjoy your weekend, bud.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Jim Riley, Ball Cap Sports, talking Major League Baseball's postseason.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. We want the Jays, right? We want Ernie.
Got to pull for the Jays.
Yeah.
Got to pull for the Jays. Seattle's fun. It's a fun story. Fun team. Got to pull for the Jays. I mean, I left them for dead after the first two games. And what they've done while on the road, pretty remarkable.
Well, Seattle goes up quick 2-0 in game three. I'm like, wow, if Seattle takes this, they're up 3-0. That's it.
They woke up.
And all the bats. Wow.
Yeah. Next hour, Anthony Cosenza, Cincy Jungle, Orange and Black Insider. We'll talk some Bengals on the heels of their win last night at home against the Steelers. Let's give away some free tickets for the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester. They're happening this weekend. They're happening again next weekend. This is Western New York's premier Halloween attraction in Williamson. We invite you to check it out. HauntedHayridesRochester.com is the website. You get free tickets if you call or five right now at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. Good luck from the Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.